Let's do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in the fifth volume. This is letter number 1,276. And this is Baruch Hashem, dated on the fifth day of Kislev and Tavshin and Beis in Brooklyn. Here the Rebbe writes in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, I'm not happy, as it is apparent from your letter, that your trust in Hashem, blessed be He, which is to expect from a Jewish daughter in general, especially from a Hasidic woman, and particularly, is not in the proper measure by you. And therefore, it impacts your health and also on your family. I guess she was worrying, maybe the health or things like that. And so every Jew, whether man or woman, that needs to always remember that Hashem, who runs these big worlds, it's without a doubt, He also runs the small worlds from each one of us. And just as He has an opinion in the greater, the grandeur world, so sure He has an opinion and a voice, a say in the smaller world. And you need to rely on Him, that for sure He will lead it, that He leads it to good. And you don't have to disrupt that by not being trusting, not having trust in Hashem, blessed be He, or through other or through things that are not according to the Torah, which is one of them is keeping the peace in the home. Until the time that Mashiach will come, there is no person without deficiency. So therefore, it is certain that just like the other one has some lackings, is not perfect, so the other one is also not perfect. Basically, I'm interpreting that. If you think your spouse is not perfect, you're probably not perfect also. You know, I mean, if they're lacking, you're lacking something too. And just like you don't want to open up your own lackings, so likewise you should not emphasize and to exaggerate the other person's lacking. This is as it needs to be by all Jews in generally, especially when we're dealing about your husband and the father of your child. That's not the right way to I'm going to assume that she probably wrote a lot of negative things about her husband to the Rebbe, and I'm gonna just assume that. And okay, the Rebbe says, I'm not coming here to give you mussar, to rebuke you, but to make you aware that your situation that you think isn't as serious as you're imagining. You know, it's not so bad. For a marriage counselor, it's not as bad as you're imagining, and it is not an exception as it seems to you, as it seems. And each one of you needs to overlook on certain things, and you should find better the ways that there should be peace in the home by you. And when you have shalom bayit, peace in the home, that becomes the vessel, the vehicle in which blessed Hashem pours the blessing of success with good health, parnasa, livelihood, and nachas from your children. The Rebbe says, in my opinion, is that you should check, ask by your doctor to give you instructions about your eating and drinking and your house conduct, and that you should listen as he instructs you, and may Hashem bless it, certainly help you, that everything will be in time, in a good way, and with success and with blessing. And so it's interesting, the Rebbe also advises here that food nutrition is a big part of one's life to enhance their, you know, and everything else that they do, the health and the other things.